for joining us for tonight's Comic Book Club! And now, here are your hosts, Pete LePage, Justin Todd, Alex Salver!
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I'm Pete.
And that's our man of the booth band. Oh my goodness, you guys.
Oh my goodness.
Very exciting show for you. I'm very excited about all the stuff we have on the show. I wanted to tell you guys a story very quick.
Okay.
Just hunker down here.
Okay. Yeah, if you could pull up a blanket, start a campfire. It's not really that kind of story. This is just a cool
thing. It's more of an anecdote?
More of an anecdote.
Or a goof?
It's a little bit of a trick.
Let them tell it already.
Yeah, so I have a wife. I don't want to brag or anything like that.
Show off much?
I feel like I have a wife. Married people in the crowd? Great.
She loves to knit. And
she does.
This is a story. It's a dirty joke. Wait till he gets to it.
It is a real raunchy punchline. At the end. But she loves to knit, and I know nothing about knitting, so I never have any idea what she's knitting or what she's working on or anything like that.
Nor do you give a shit, because they know how the life is.
I got to go to my comic book talk show that's important.
No, you guys are like the honeymooners.
Except I'm out of a job.
Let them tell the story.
That happened a lot in the honeymooners.
I don't know. I've only seen the remake movie.
Which was real good. Really fresh take. He's a software designer.
Anyway, she's apparently been knitting me something for like the past 2 years, and I had no idea. And she handed it to me the other night.
You had no idea?
Yeah, I had no idea.
You live with this woman. You had a child with her.
I just explained that. So it's she knit me this scarf that on the surface, when you look at it, it's a blue and black striped scarf.
Boring.
But when you hold it horizontally, you see on one side, if you look at it this way, if you look directly on, one side is the Autobot logo, and the other side is the Decepticon logo.
Yeah!
Wow.
Yeah. You're what awesome. Calls you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and apparently, this is what she told me. She tried, I've totally forgot it at home, a good visual joke.
You forgot the whole thing?
Yeah, I forgot
it at home. You threw it away instantly.
Yeah,
right?
I threw it away instantly.
It took her two years. This is garbage.
Yeah. Dark of the Moon sucks.
I'm more of a GoBots fan.
Come back to me when you made me a GoBot scarf.
Wow.
But yeah, she actually told me, she said she tried to apparently time it to the second movie and it didn't turn out that
way. She is your perfect mate.
Pretty much.
I gotta say.
I like her. I'm pretty happy
with
her.
That was in your vows. Sickness and health, Autobot and Decepticon scarf, and Doctor Who knit cap, which you also already
have. Yeah, it's a big TARDIS that I wear on my head.
I don't know what that word means.
Okay. Guys, I'm very excited about the guest we have. He's an artist who's been featured in a Voltron coffee table book.
Ooh.
Have you ever been featured in a Voltron coffee table book? I think not.
Nope.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Fernandez!
Fernie!
All the fingerless gloves on time on Being Human. There's a character that always wears the fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Why not me?
Mitchell?
Look good for him. Yeah.
Hell yeah. What'd you do with all the fingertips?
Spoiler, died last season. Did you watch the season premiere was on BBC America, the new season?
Part of me died.
Did it?
Yeah.
Not a fan?
No, I loved it, but it's just like, it was just so emotional.
Yeah. For those of you who didn't watch it.
Spoilers, by the way.
They basically got rid of... They killed one cast member at the end of last season.
Yep.
They killed one cast member between seasons, so she didn't even appear.
Bummer.
And then they killed another cast member in the first episode. So it's basically entirely new cast.
We're talking about New Girl, right?
Thank you, Boothman.
We only watch British programming now, Boothman.
Right on.
Yeah, Zooey Deschanel keeps dying every episode of The New Girl.
It's so weird.
Dream come true.
Yeah, it's really weird. So let's talk about your art. You were featured in a Voltron coffee table book. How'd that come about?
Well, the book is called Voltron United and Drawn. You can probably get it from Barnes & Noble or Amazon. It came about because I... Just pretty much through a friend of mine. Can I mention his name?
No. No.
Don't tell full stories here.
Yeah. All right, fuck that guy.
Anecdotes, little goofs.
It's just, I mean, I know a lot of comic artists. Haven't gone to the School of Visual Arts.
No, you really can tell his name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's okay.
His name is Alonzo Nunez. He's a real...
Boo.
I'm sorry, dude.
Noonie.
For a brief second, I thought maybe your friend was going to be the robot lion.
Yeah.
You know, if only.
The Robot Lion.
I don't know.
So wait, how did that book come about? A bunch of kids were like, we want to do a Voltron book. And a bunch of old people were like, we want to do a coffee table book.
Yeah.
And they were like, you're not leaving this room until you agree.
They just had a street fight, and like whoever came out the victor, it was like, that's what they got.
Like all good publishing.
But I worked on it with him, and it's... Everything just kind of fell into place. He did some awesome pencils. I slapped on some sweet colors, and it was a symphony of art.
Awesome. Slapped on some sweet colors. So,
sounds sexy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I wish I knew how to do that.
We were talking about this a little bit backstage. How did you get in the art game, David? it's a game.
It is a game.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's the only thing I'm good at. But it started out like... Just my obsession with comics has been since I was a child. It started from my dad, like the first time he gave me a Spider-Man comic, which was like, I don't know, maybe I was 4 years old.
Wow.
And just from then, it's just Spider-Man has just been my obsession. Like everything that has to do with Spider-Man, I literally eat, sleep, and breathe Spider-Man. I have a Spider-Man Snuggie.
Me too.
Wow.
You literally
is very precious to me. What was that?
Is that the only one? Of those?
Of maybe.
Spider-Man Snuggie?
Yeah, you had to skin Spider-Man to make the Snuggie.
Yeah, he was a bitch to catch. I have a huge like Spider-Man glass that I drink out of. It's amazing. But just that...
Sounds like a pretty lazy lifestyle. I got a Spider-Man Snuggie and a glass, and I sleep a lot.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, but when I work, it's... Perfection.
Yeah,
time.
No, I believe you. Yeah. I think that's pretty awesome.
For the 25 minutes you're up every day.
Absolutely.
You're working so hard.
Because, I mean, you talk about lazy things, but you also have a knife in your pocket, a carabiner on your belt, and you're wearing some sort of active boot. So clearly you're doing something.
I'm Hispanic. This is the outfit. But just really? Comics have been just my dream, and honestly, I like did my first comic book when I was 12 in a composition notebook. I did some, like, zombie apocalypse story, and just nice. From then it just kept building and building and building. And
Walking Dead.
Do you remember the name of it?
It was I wasn't creative when I was 11, so it was like a Resident Evil fan comic.
Nice.
But
it was called.
It got pretty far. I think I cranked out like 56 pages.
Oh, wow. Like, man.
Yeah, it was in a composition notebook, and it was done with like a ballpoint pen, so it didn't look that great. But
how'd you do in
my art looks much
year?
Better now. Yeah, fuck chemistry. But my art has gotten much better since then.
Nice.
But just that was just the beginning, and it's what I want to do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So talk about you go around to the convention circuit.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. What's that like? Is that a grind for you? Is it going and talking for
you? It depends on what mode I'm in, because I've been going to New York Comic Con for the past maybe 3 or 4 years, and every time... It's all been, but, you know, just bring my sketchbook, bring business cards, bring mini comics, just hand them out to everybody I can. And when you do that, it's exciting because you get to meet people that you, you know, idolize and you look up to their work so much. But at the same time, it's just really stressful because, like, it's like going to work. You know, it's like going to a job fair, and the fact that you have to, like, fight with all these people who have the same dreams as you do. And a lot of times they're better than you. But no. It can get...
Yeah.
I know it's hard to imagine. But,
well, you're handing out comics, mini comics. Jim Lee's handing out mini comics.
Yeah.
And you want to fuck that guy.
Yeah. Adam Hughes is just
dude, he's
awful.
The king of San Diego. Don't say that.
I'm glad that's starting to stick.
But that's like one mode that I'm in when I go to New York Comic Con. But the other is like when I just decide to just cruise the con. Like, don't worry.
You didn't dare to pick up women or men? Or what's going on?
Again, it depends on what mood I'm
in. Yeah, I guess that's true. I want to go cruise the Comic Con.
Hey, Spidey, what's up?
Yeah.
Want to come back and see my skin?
There were some really hot Punishers, just like really beefy. But if I just, you know, just leave the comics aside and not really worry so much about just having to show my comic to everybody, it's a blast. Like, I've never had more fun anywhere.
Have you ever gotten any bites, any interest out of passing out the mini comics at the cons?
I went to yes and no. Like, I went to a Comic-Con 2 years ago. I handed my comic to a Dark Horse editor, Rachel Edidin, and she was super stoked about it. Like, she didn't have a bad thing to say about my comic, and I was watching her just kind of review everybody before me, and she was just, like, not tearing them apart, but just, you know, giving them, like, really solid pointers. Could have been that she was just so tired by the time I got to her, but she didn't have anything.
That's great. It's great stuff. Great stuff.
It's like, yeah, just don't worry about it. But, Yeah, it she didn't have anything bad to say about it. She was really excited, but I guess just nothing ever came of it, unfortunately.
Well, you gotta, yeah, it's hard.
Did you follow up with an email or something?
Yeah, geez, where are you? Just... What are you doing? Get out of the Snuggie, bro. Yeah. Cut your way out with your knife and get out on the streets.
We are out there every day working for you, the three of us.
Yeah, I know.
Working on your career.
Oh, we're his management team.
Yeah, by the way.
We're very bad at it.
Bang up job.
Yeah, yeah, we get, 45%?
45%.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. 15, and then whatever's left over.
Thanks. I just know that you 50. Guys are looking out for my best interest.
Yeah, really, yeah,
feeling
absolutely.
The love. But,
feeling the percentage.
I mean, it's just one of those things where you can email them all you want. Doesn't mean they have to get back to you.
Yeah, and it's like sort of annoying to do that, I would imagine.
Well,
for
you
both
know.
You and them, so it's like...
Yeah, I mean... It's
got to keep working.
Exactly. It's just keep throwing yourself out there and just... Something's gonna bite. You know?
Saying the words "Voltron coffee table book" have to be like great. That's a great thing to say.
It was a huge ego boost. I mean, yeah. It's just something like something that everybody knows that so many people are gonna buy, and the fact that they can see my work and the fact that I'm actually credited. Because when I first did it, they were like, "We're not sure if we can credit you," you know. So like, it's gonna be in there. So that's a plus. But nobody's gonna know you did it. So you know. But they actually did throw my name in there, so that's super exciting.
You can put it on your resume. And think about it. Like everyone.
Yeah, but how can you prove it?
If you could put it on your resume, that would be
it's
great.
It's like I did this whole friggin' book, dude.
I'm just my tip. Everyone drinks coffee.
Yeah.
Like, where are you going to put that coffee?
A fucking
table.
And the people who don't drink coffee are into Voltron. So you're covered. You got everybody.
That's the Venn diagram.
Right. They never cross.
Never cross.
No, that's why if you ever watch Voltron, they're never drinking coffee.
They're exhausted. The animators.
Yeah, their natural enemy. I remember this from watching a lot of Voltron, but their natural enemy is a giant coffee cup.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where Power Rangers got all their ideas.
Yeah. Can I ask you literally the stupidest question I'll ever ask on the show?
Wow.
I look forward to it.
Wow, this is a fun preface.
Is it hard to draw robots?
There's so many ways I can answer that. Maybe. It depends on what you're drawing. Like, Voltron is really blocky. Doesn't have, like, a lot of really intricate moving parts, but if you're drawing something like a Terminator, that can take you all frickin' day. So
well, that's like a human, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but with gears.
In the
like
inside?
Steampunk.
Yeah.
And
like a all cyber. Right. We know what a Terminator is.
Well, it didn't seem like it, because she had to yell shit at us.
Well, he said it's hard to draw robots, and he said, what about Terminator? Or Terminator came up, and it was like, he looks like
a
human.
I was here when the conversation
No, I know.
You have to recap it.
Well, then why would you say that?
Because she's right.
Huh?
The Terminator member is right.
The Terminator looks like a human except when his face falls off.
Yeah, but who the hell wants to draw Arnold Schwarzenegger all day?
Me?
Some people.
I don't know.
Boothman.
Whoever animated. Yeah, Boothman does it. That's what he's.
If you had a bunch of naked pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger, it'd help you when you're cruising the Comic-Con.
You know, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Words to live by. Have naked pictures of Arnold Schwarzenegger in your
That's why we get
times.
That 45%.
Yep, exactly. That's good
Hot
advice.
Tips like that.
Fernie's in jail. I don't know what happened. Guess we better head down there.
Cool. All right. We're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the stat. So here's what we did with the stat, guys. Each one of us made a pick, some particular comic book that we really liked this week for whatever reason. First one we're going to do is Pete's pick, which is Ted McKeever's Mondo, number one from Image Comics. Pete, we had a little bit of a tiff at the end of last week's show about Mondo, where I said, it's not what you think it is.
Because Pete was like, there's this comic with a Hulk-looking guy on the cover. It's called Mondo. I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, and I said, it's not like that, and then you got mad at me.
Yeah.
But so, out of spite, you chose it as your pick.
No, not out of spite, because it's an amazing comic.
Tell us
reading
about
this comic,
it.
I imagine that's what being on acid feels like.
Whoa. Yeah. Wait till you see the rest of the comics we're going to review this week. Here, go ahead.
No, but this is just fantastic art. Really kind of fun, crazy story that you think is going one way, and then all of a sudden it takes an unbelievable turn.
I guess we should tell. So this comic is about a man who's horribly made fun of, who works at a chicken factory where he irradiates the chickens. And then he makes an enemy of a chicken. And the chicken...
Which was inevitable, really.
Inevitable. I mean,
the chicken was a dick.
Inevitable. It's like being in the lion's den, except they're much less threatening. And so you think, there's a chicken, and then the chicken puts him in the radiation machine, and then he turns into a half-Hulk man, and then he later eats an egg and becomes a Hulk man.
You said then, becomes a Hulk man twice.
I know. Well, he was half-Hulk, and then he becomes
Hulk.
And then he's full-Hulked after the egg.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which came first, the Hulk or the egg?
We'll Hulk. Never know.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is just a crazy fun ride that's just the arts is tripped out as the story, and it's just it's great. It's a fun kind of breath of fresh air compared to a lot of the other comics out right now.
Huh. Nice.
It's Justin, fun to read a comic that does never really takes itself too seriously, mm-hmm. because yeah. people are just so worried about like who, oh my God, who's going to read this? Who's going to read this? Dude, somebody's going to read it. Like people, you guys are reading it.
That's right.
Like
we are.
Somebody will read it no matter what you make
Fair
a comic
point.
About.
We're the bottom
somebody's
of the barrel, though. Let's be honest.
Justin, what do you think about this book?
I liked it. The art was really cool. I don't know. I wonder where he's very angry. This man.
Yeah. You work in a factory all day and take shit from people. See what happens.
He's a Hulk, man. It's in the job description.
Are you saying if I work in a factory, I could turn into some sort of monster?
Yep. Which I got a job factory? At a factory just for that purpose.
I worked at a Play-Doh fun factory and nothing happened to me.
Man.
That was a weird
time. Sure?
Yeah, you did get some delicious pizza though.
No, sure. Because
no, if you put it in your mouth, it tastes like Play-Doh.
What?
Yeah. I was burned too.
No, I think something did because when I press my funnies up to your face, it just yeah.
Here's the thing, and then at the end of the issue, he's like, "Oh, this is awesome. I'm a giant Hulk man." And he looks at his bedroom door. There's a fucking giant chicken there with teeth.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. It's a metaphor.
For what?
Giant chickens with teeth.
Oh, that's a tricky metaphor.
I like this book
Maybe
as well.
Maybe it's a mirror.
Hey, David, is it hard to draw chicken teeth?
You have no idea.
I really like this book as well. I think it's very
you
quirky.
You licked it?
I licked it as well. I also liked it. I thought that's what we were all doing. What?
I thought that's what we were all doing.
Yeah, well, it's made out of acid. Yeah.
Acid.
We already established that. It's...
guys.
Yes, a really good book. The thing that I like about this in particular, it feels like it's a part of this current trend of meta superhero books where it's the origin of a superhero, but they're not really a superhero. There's a book that came out recently called Mudman from Image that's kind of like that, too. And I think they're both very good in very different ways. This one is definitely way quirkier than that and way stranger.
Yeah, artistically, especially.
Yeah, it almost reminds me of something that would have run in... oh, my God. What was the thing, Raw, that Art Spiegelman did back in the day?
Oh, wow. I thought you were talking about something else.
What?
You know what? My pick's coming up right now.
Cool. Let's move on. Okay. Bulletproof Coffin, Disinterred, number 2 is Justin's pick.
Now, you guys probably aren't reading this book because, you know, why would you? It's just like a weird book. Is anyone reading this? No. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for answering for everyone, young lady. This is it's a crazy comic. Alex picked up the first one and really liked it.
He was the reason I bought this.
Yeah. And then the second one,
You're
it's
welcome.
It's an anthology. There are 3 stories in it. It's like set in like the beatnik at this famous spot where people would go and tell little stories. And the stories are crazy. I was reading this late at night and I was like, holy, I was fucked up. It was scary.
Yeah.
The first one is about a guy who's a country doctor and he's living with his wife. And his wife's like, you are a great surgeon. Like, and he's like, what about that other doctor down the street? She's like, he's bad. And then she gets appendicitis, and she's like, hey, I want you to operate on me. He's like, I got this. And then he gets halfway through, and he's like, nope. I don't know what I'm doing. And then it just
makes it worse. He just starts fucking stabbing her. And
this will make it better.
Yeah, it's horrible. This comic is so fucked up, I can't believe you made me read it.
Well,
it's like Canterbury Tales for like serial killers.
Yes.
Boom. Put that on the book jacket.
Wow. That's on
the
cover right there. That's great. I think this book is great too. Yeah. I really enjoyed this. These are some of the craziest stories I've ever read. Second or third one is which one's the one about the hair?
That's the second one.
That's the last one.
The last one is about two people who are entirely hairless who are scared of hair, and one of them starts getting totally paranoid. Discovers her boyfriend maybe has a hair sticking out of his armpit and just starts tearing it open and pulling more.
She keeps
more
pulling on the hair and more hair keeps coming.
Yeah, until he's...
I've been there.
Yeah, what? And he keeps vomiting hair everywhere and he's entirely made of hair inside. Spoiler, she makes a coat out of the hair.
Well, it's funny. It's like she kills him and then she's...
What else are you going to do with all that hair?
Right?
You got to do something with it. You can't burn it.
Are we still talking about New Girl or...
Yeah. The last episode of New Girl is fucked up.
It was really weird.
But this is just such a fucked up comic. It's like each story is more and more fucked up.
It's great. It should leave a mark on you.
But the one saving grace after I went through this fucking nightmare was the last page. That's awesome. I was
you like that picture of that man?
Thank you.
Yeah. You like the picture of the man on the back cover?
Yeah, the memoriam to William
S. Burroughs.
Oh, right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I thought it was like, well done.
Because he saluted you?
No, I just... I think
do you know
that's
who William S. Burroughs
cool.
is?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Do you?
Your mom.
Classic. Classic.
He nice. You.
This is a great book.
Pete, you win that round. Anyway, if you want to, the art's really good as well. It's like a great, it's rare to see like a great horror anthology, I feel like. And this is what this book is. You don't have to pick up the issue before, you have to pick up the next one because it's all crazy and it's all right here.
Yeah, awesome. Moving on to my pick. My pick is Wolverine and the X-Men, #6 from Marvel Comics.
Woo!
So the thing that I think is so spectacular about this book, for those of you who aren't picking it up, Wolverine is now running the school that the young X-Men learn at. That's sort of the simple thing that's going on. But the school is crazy. There's tiny little Nightcrawler baths running around everywhere. The grounds is made out of Krakoa, which is basically, it's a sentient monster that lives, that is the ground the school is built on. One of the buildings is made out of ice. That's where Iceman works.
It's a lot like my house.
What?
It's a lot like my house.
Yeah, it's a little like your house. Well, you're asleep most of the time, so I think you're dreaming that.
You may be dreaming that.
Yes. You know, that all makes sense now.
Yeah, there you go. But it's a great book. The thing that I think is so wonderful about this book in particular is Jason Aaron, the writer, perfectly balances ridiculous, hilarious situations with actual danger for the characters, which is one of the hardest things to do. It plays, this is going to be a ridiculous metaphor. Pete's going to hate me for saying this. It plays like a modern day Ghostbusters in a way.
Oh, screw you.
Man, you nailed his reaction.
Yep,
you
I
really
sure did.
Nailed it.
Well,
it
does, though. Because are still the standing.
That, yeah, because the, the wonderful thing about Ghostbusters is it's really funny at the same time as you feel actual danger for the characters.
A quick disclaimer, this comic has very little to do with actual Ghostbusters.
Right.
What did you do, Ray?
See, now look what you did,
though. What did you do?
Now he's broken. He's a broken Ghostbuster record.
But it nails that tone of being really funny, being really ridiculous, being really over the top. In this issue, what we're seeing...
Turn his mic off while
Kitty Pryde...
I wish...
Yeah, Kitty Pryde has, she thought she was pregnant, turned out she's...
Egon, your mucus.
What?
Okay, don't take that personally. Why? You took that really personally. You're not Egon.
Yes,
as much as you want to be Egon,
he's
you're
kind
not.
Of the Egon
I'm
of
not?
The club.
Yeah. Got a real... Okay, go ahead.
So she's a dog.
Pete, if we let you go, could you just repeat Ghostbusters
I
in
can
order?
Do it from start to finish.
Word for word.
Anyway, this is an amazing book, only made better by the art by Nick Bradshaw. I think he's doing a fantastic job. I love the stuff by, was it Chris Bocciolo on the first?
Especially taking over after Chris Bocciolo, which is really good.
Yeah, he did a great job on the first couple of issues. Nick Bradshaw is nailing it. In the same issue, you have Wolverine and Quentin Quire in an alien casino taking it for all it's worth.
Gamble Planet.
Yeah, and at the same time, Kitty Pryde is... think she's pregnant, but she's actually infested with tiny little alien brood.
That's a true
story. And the rest
story.
Of the school Jackie. Is inside her, killing all the aliens.
Yeah.
It's great.
If
totally
I'm a kid,
fun,
that
awesome.
Would really fuck me up, though.
Yeah. Well, that's how babies are made.
Yeah, that's what
the
I
art was
think.
Really brilliant, and that comic was like really visually just like spectacular. But I'm such a geek. Like the one thing I brought away from that comic was Wolverine looks like a douchebag in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Like, my God.
He does not
like, dude, take that
well.
Off.
Yeah.
It's like, your wardrobe is a tank top, boots, and jeans. That's it.
Dude,
you need nothing else.
I was hoping that...
He's the one guy who can walk into a casino like that, and everybody would be like, cool, man. Like, that's you. That's all you, dude.
In a tank top.
I feel like... I was hoping, though, the Wolverine was going to this, like, some crazy, like, gladiator fight arena, because I was like, what's the only way Wolverine can make money is fighting people. But he was like, we're going to outwit
him. He could hold down a day job.
Yeah.
Like, don't put him in a box, man.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez.
I love this town!
And that's it for the stack.
Woo!
All right.
I like your quote. None of your quotes are about, really, ghosts or busting them. They're just about words they say throughout the rest
They're
of the
They're not
movie.
About ghosts, and they literally have nothing to do with what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, definitely. That.
Yeah, no connection whatsoever.
Not good. Tell them
guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions. And for that, we're going to bring out Booth Burn.
Booth Burn.
And I should mention, so a bunch of you are going to get free comics. A lot of you are also going to get free passes to go see John Carter, an advanced screening in theaters before anybody else is going to get it.
You get a ticket.
Wait, what are you doing? Ticket. No. What are you doing? Take it back.
What?
No, to the people who ask questions, Pete. No, Pete, please don't do that.
He's loose.
Come back.
He's loose. Well, those three people got a ticket.
Yeah, you got a ticket. All right, sit down.
The juice is loose.
What does that mean?
That's an O.J. Simpson reference.
We are deep in the past.
Yes,
you tried. Right.
So you're going to get to see him at the 3D advanced screening of Disney's John Carter. Hold on. John Carter, Taylor Kitsch is inexplicably transported to a mysterious and exotic planet of Mars. He becomes embroiled in an alien conflict of epic proportions. Shut up. And discovers that the survival of a planet and its people rests in his hands. It's in theater at Disney Digital 3D, Real-D 3D, and IMAX 3D on March 9th.
Nice.
There you go. Very cool.
You said shut up in the middle of that.
Did I?
I don't know if Disney's going to like
they
that.
They wrote that down. That's really weird.
Shut up.
Shut up.
That already.
Stop talking about John Carter, for God's
viral.
Sake.
It's very viral.
Anyway, it's a great movie. And if you asked a question, you're going to get a free ticket to it. So that's very cool.
I saw John Carter. It is good.
One other thing we should mention, actually, is whoever asks the best question, according
to
David, is going to win a special prize that we'll tell you about later. But
so
let's get that first question.
We're all prizes.
And just to let you know, I'm wearing a bathrobe because I live here in the booth over there.
Okay, you're not going to get a prize. Just ask the question.
I just want a friend, really.
Oh, well, good luck.
Okay, first question. Should I delete/trash my collection when I go digital?
What, delete it?
What fucking question is that? No. You hang on to that because
when young
kids are like, what's a book? You could be like, come here, you little piece of shit. Learn something.
Wow. You're tough love in a future where people have forgotten so much.
It's going to happen in a week.
Those young LePages. Pete is predicting a total apocalypse before he has a child. Pete, we need to have a kid after the apocalypse. I want him to be a zombie fighter. Here's the thing. I've had my apartment is full of so many comics. There's stacks tall as me. There's a stack right next to our TV, which is on the table where we have a bunch of our bar in the apartment is.
Oh, really?
And if that falls over, it's going to knock over the bar. So. It's not like a bar. It's like there's a table where we keep like the
table.
Yo, lay off. I'll invite you over. So I'm starting to devalue the comics that are in my possession because I'm just like there are so many of them.
Like all that time you invested just like you know stacking it up and getting it so neat. It's like think about it.
I didn't input much time into it.
But it's just you're gonna have some comics that I guarantee you will not be digitized. So, like, why would you want to get rid of them? Like, they can't, I mean, think of how many hundreds of thousands of comics have come out over the years. Like, they can't just, they're not going to digitize them all. You need to have some record of what you keep.
Well, they're probably not good if they're not digitized, right?
True. But, like, it doesn't matter, man. They're comics.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to get the gun from Tron and just blast all my stuff with it. And so it'll all be in the Tron world.
All right, I changed my mind. That's a better idea.
And then I'll play Highline until I can use them or whatever.
Cool. All right. Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get some free comics and a pass to see John Carter at the advanced screening.
Nice. Oh,
yeah, there you go. That's how that works. Sweet. All right, let's get the next question.
Pete's been punished enough.
Which two comic book characters do you want to see in a rap battle?
A rap battle?
A rap battle.
Oh, my God.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, boy.
That is, I know you're pretty white.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln debated in...
Oh, he had such a silver tongue that made him a superhero.
Yeah, bingo.
Yes. Superheroes in rap battle. Any opinions, David?
Does it have to be superheroes?
Any characters from a comic.
I would really want to see the caged demon wolf from Empowered in a rap battle versus, like, doesn't even matter because they're not going to win. But the only other person or the only character that I know that just doesn't shut the hell up is, like, Deadpool, I guess. Like, Deadpool versus the caged demon wolf, that would be sick.
He's got the right pace.
What about, that's a really good answer. What about, Etrigan versus Bizarro?
Wow, that would be amazing. Nice. I like that. Etrigan, if he was off beat, though, that would fuck him up. He can't. Reed Richards versus Professor X.
but you can't hear Professor X because it's all in his mind.
He's just like... It was better.
He'd just make everybody think that he dropped some wicked beats. Or, you know.
I'm thinking Mixoplek and that Red Lantern cat that just pukes.
Spitting rhymes. Spitting rhymes.
Isn't that all of them?
I have to say, I actually like, I love the idea of Superman and Mizoplizix getting in a rap battle and Superman tricking him into saying his name backwards.
Yeah. Because that's the only thing that would rhyme with a certain word.
Right.
You know, write that down. They need fresh ideas over there.
Raise your hand if you ask that. You're going to get free comics and a free pass to see John Carter in theaters. Woo! Let's get the next question.
Man-Thing versus Swamp-Thing.
I'm a Man-Thing fan.
Oh, man, really?
Versus Swamp-Thing. I mean, I like the Swamp-Thing comic right now, but Man-Thing in general, like, he just shows up and everyone's like, oh, you know this dude? He's going to burn you if you're scared of him. He never, because he doesn't talk, so everyone else is like, he's got a great rep, because everyone's like, oh, shit, I know this guy. Don't be scared of him, because you're going to burst into flames.
Also, let's Swamp-Thing, dude. Swamp-Thing beat the crap out of Batman.
Yeah?
Yeah. Don't you, like, out, like, oh my God, I just total mind blank. But yeah, when Swamp Thing just kind of infested Gotham City and like Batman shows up with that huge bat tank with like the budsaws and Swamp Thing just...
Oh, this is another dream you had.
You know, I really got to stop dropping acid before I go to sleep.
I don't know
really
that's,
vivid
I haven't seen that.
Really, I think it's Alan Moore's Swamp Thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
He's just like Swamp Thing. Yeah, man. He just like manifests like copies himself. He just pummels the crap out of Batman.
Yeah. Have Swamp Thing and Man Thing ever met? Anybody know?
Like in passing.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Parties.
Yeah.
They just bro fist each other every time they see each other.
Bro fist.
Swamp Thing, Man Thing. Things.
Yeah.
That'll be the name of the book. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Swamp Thing, Man Thing, and the Thing. That's a great idea. Think, think, think.
Thing, thing, thing. I don't know. I think the Thing would be like, these guys look so much alike. What am I doing here?
I definitely go Mad Thing, too, because it's like, whoever, you know, like we're saying, whoever feels fear burns at the touch of the Mad Thing, how could you not be fucking terrified of him?
Well, Swamp Thing would be like, what's the deal with this guy? He looks just like me. I'm not scared of this guy.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, but you can't burn me. And the Man Thing would be like, I'm sorry. And go away or whatever.
He'd talk for the first time ever. And he's like, he has a high, squeaky voice, like, I'm very sorry. I go back to my swamp, Mr. Swamp Thing. Oh, I'm a Swamp Thing too, I guess.
He's a Man Thing.
Yeah. But he lives in a swamp, so he's...
No, he lives in a man.
Oh, I didn't
By that logic, I think he lives in a man.
Yeah, that's why you're a house thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. I live in... Oh, no. Never mind. That's too mean.
Raise your hand if you ask that. Free comics. Pass to see John Carter. Let's get the next question.
I just like to say that this is a great question. If Superman can make robots with all his powers, why does he allow bad things to happen to good people?
Ooh.
Whoa.
Wow.
What?
Because he's an asshole.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if the robots thing necessarily... has to do with it. Using the logic of if you have the power to make robots, you can solve...
Well, let's ask David. He has the power to make robots. Why do you let bad things happen to good people?
I don't know. I just get a kick off of, like, destruction and mayhem. That's a really good question.
Is it?
God, I mean...
Maybe
because he would just have nothing to do afterwards.
Wait, I don't know. I mean, Superman doesn't, like, spend a lot of time building robots. Huh? I mean, according to my take on his life, which is from reading his comics,
if he would build robots, that's like outsourcing his job.
Don't you remember the last...
He would have nothing to do.
Yeah, the last 30 issues of Superman have been like, God, I got to work on these robots.
Yeah. So stressed out. He's been gaining weight. Yeah. He's been gaining weight from the stress. Yes. From the stress. I don't know. I like the idea. I mean, the whole Superman thing about, like, I can't be everywhere at once. Like, just do what you can, man. Well, what do you mean? He doesn't have a responsibility to save every, like, cat in a tree.
That cat got
in that tree by itself.
Yeah. Well, but I think there's the thing where, you know, somebody in the Justice League is like, Clark... And then he's like, I'm right here. Let me save you immediately. Just because they whispered it, because you could hear anything anywhere. I always feel like
he was saying, let's watch Clerks. Let's watch Clerks, the movie.
Clerks, I wasn't even supposed to be here
and
today.
He's like,
you didn't let me finish.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is like his Ghostbusters.
I love Clerks. This town. Clerks. Oh. Dead on a toilet or whatever. I don't know. I haven't seen Clerks in a while.
Yeah, me neither.
Sorry about that spoiler about Clerks, you guys. Raise your hand if you outside. You can get some free comics and a ticket to go see John Carter. Do we have any more free comics in there?
Oh, nice.
All right. Then we're going to go into a speed round where every question, first answer, is correct one. Let's do this.
Where is Kim Jong-il?
apparently, his ashes just got thrown on Ryan Seacrest at the Oscars.
Yeah, very funny bit. There you go.
According to Sacha Baron Cohen, the movie The Dictator.
Yep.
Do leotards give you superpowers?
Always.
Wow. I've worn a unitard and felt pretty puffy. Zing.
That's a type of superpower, I think.
I consider
that's
it a
what
weakness.
I told myself in high school.
Yeah. Oh. I'm super. You made me super.
I'm duct taped to the flagpole, man.
What's with Aquaman?
He's awesome now. That's what's with him.
A couple of ways to answer that. I don't know. The current comic, is it really awesome?
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, actually.
There's some grumbles from the audience.
Answer for the audience is no, he's not awesome.
Yeah.
I think he is. I liked two issues ago, he got dropped into the middle of a desert from a plane, and he was just like, oh, water. For an entire issue. I thought that was a lot of fun. There were no fish for him to talk to whatsoever.
Yeah.
No, he found a fish to talk to.
He
you
did.
Remember by the end.
A sandfish.
Yeah.
Ah! We're friends again.
Oh my God.
Let's get to the next question.
Red, green, or purple? Can I answer this?
Sure.
It's fucking purple.
Yeah. All right.
That's
next
what I was
question.
Say.
Enough said.
We're talking about Kool-Aid, right?
So this is the last question. It's a picture of a well-drawn, disembodied, dripping horse head. And I think it says Earl. Does that look like Earl or Eat?
Earl, I don't know. I think it's a death threat, to be honest.
I think it's like from the Godfather. We're all going to die.
Is Earl here tonight? Earl or Eat?
Maybe someone drew that as a gift.
Was it a gift or a threat?
Is your name Earl?
I know what her name is.
Yes? Is her name Earl?
No.
Is she trying
Keep
to
guessing.
Kill you?
Are we trying to...
Depends
wow.
on what day of the week.
No one gets that. No one gets that reference. Yeah, but yeah. I'm not a real person. I'm not a real
all right,
person.
All right,
all right. The answer to the horse head?
Is bird head.
Chicken. I vote chicken.
No. Chicken head.
Lizard tail.
Lizard tail. That's it for your audience questions. Woo! Now, guys, while we're waiting for Booth Matt to get back to his home at the booth, David, let's turn to you. Before we ask you what your favorite question was, just mull about it for a little bit. We're going to tell you what the prize is. This is a pretty cool thing. Sonic, the drive-in place that's...
Sonic, the hedgehog, is here tonight.
He's here tonight. Guys, don't hit him. He's going to spill rings everywhere if he does. No, but Sonic the Drive-In, they're doing a Justice League Tots thing that's going on right now, where they have these adorable little dolls of the Justice League in kids' meals, along with they have a bunch of trading cards
Wait,
that you get as well.
Are they on the tater tots?
They're not tater tots.
What?
They're toys.
Oh,
they're like little
sucks.
Plush toys.
Pete, you've been stunned four times in today's show already.
What? They're not tater tots. I was like, Justice League tots, that's awesome.
I bet they taste great.
They look like gigantic plush tater tots, so that makes you feel any better, but you probably shouldn't eat them.
Oh, fuck that. I hate you, Sonic.
But they have 10 of them.
Yo.
The ones that I thought were particularly cool, they have like, you know, they have a Wonder Man. Wonder Man.
You know, that hot fan favorite Wonder Man. They got
so
Wonder
hot
Man.
Right now.
Oh, well, they have Martian Manhunter, they have The Flash, they have Supergirl, Spider-Man. Superman, Hawkgirl, Aquaman, they have a Bizarro, they have a Plastic Man. Besides the Superman, they also have Clark Kent as well, which is adorable.
Oh, and some fun plans.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
It's
that's going
guy.
On right now, so if you get a...
it's
if
a waste of a tot.
You're wasting your time, Sonic.
But anyway, they're giving that away at Sonic. For you guys, if you have David's favorite question tonight, you're going to get all 10 of the Justice League tots sent to you. Wait, and also a $20 gift certificate to Sonic. All you got
to
do is
get some real tater tots.
Oh, we're not going to answer that question.
Asterisk.
There's one in Jersey.
There's some in Jersey. Yep.
We will drive you down to Jersey.
The comic book club van. There you go.
There's one on Long Island. There you go. We're going to Long Island.
Oh, I thought the road trip was just canceled. It's on Long Island. Oh.
It's on Long Island. No thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks, Long Island. All right, so you're going to get that after the show. Come up, give us your address, and they'll send it to you. That's why we want your address. David, what was your favorite question tonight?
Oh, David.
From the audience questions. So a lot is riding on you.
Pressure. I can feel like
don't choose your friends because, you know, that's going to be biased.
High pressure.
Choose the horse head one.
Think about all those tots.
You know, I was really tickled about the Caged Demon Wolf rapping with Deadpool, so I'm going to have to go with the rap battle.
That was your answer.
The rap battle one. Who asked the rap battle one?
Red! Oh!
Congratulations.
Tots!
You got so many tots!
Tots!
I believe you shouted out. You shouted out Long Island as well? Did you shout out Long Island?
He lives in Long Island.
See?
He's set.
You're set, man.
You are totally set, dude.
The guy wearing the Mortal Kombat shirt wins every time. Yeah. Mortal Kombat!
That was a total babality he just pulled.
Oh, he just pulled a wicked babality.
What?
Finish him.
Oh, I'm sorry for mentioning babalities, everybody. Guys, we're going to move on with our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
Yeah.
Woo! All right. We're going to hit you with a couple of culture topics that happened over the past week. First thing we're going to do, as we've been doing every week, guys, let's talk about what happened on The New Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I so much.
Zoe Deschanel
made that hair coat.
I thought it was
out of that boyfriend. Of
guys, I'll take over for this one. So many
oh my God! She's all right, gorgeous. No, seriously, we're gonna talk about Smash. Let's talk about Smash, everybody.
Tell you what, I like Smash.
I like Smash too.
Shut up.
Okay, let's
Jesus
move on. Let's
Christ,
quickly,
guys.
Quickly
now we're really gonna talk about The Walking Dead. Of course.
Good God Almighty. That show's going to lead me to an early grave.
Is it?
You stressed
why?
Out?
Yeah.
Stressed,
my God. Because, I watch it by myself in the dark. You have to. And it's just like...
You don't have to.
No, you do. You really do. Because, you're just not representing if you don't. But it's just every single friggin' episode. It's just like I could feel like my vein just popping out of like my
forehead. You're like, how is Lori behaving so good?
And oh, God.
She's such a fun character.
I can't wait.
Can't wait for more Lori stuff.
Lori spinoff. Lori's the new girl in the next season.
She's
so consistent.
This was a really sweet episode just because that one scene in, I thought so, just for that scene in that complex where Rick and Shane were, and after they're duking it out and they're taking out all their frustrations, just for this one scene where Shane chucks that giant-ass monkey wrench at Rick's head, and he misses him, but there was that one scene where oh, my God, that was just like the best part of every zombie movie, just rolled up into one ball where he breaks the window with the monkey wrench, he's looking at his reflection through the shattered glass, and then you see just that, that rotting hand just reach up through the darkness. That was like the best moment of every zombie movie. It's just that
cool. You
know what it is, but there's like no music. There's no like jump. It's just that slow like impending doom. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, I like that part too. The stuff back at the farm, not quite so much, I think, for the Lori reason and because...
I mean, anytime anyone says... Meanwhile, back at the farm, it's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like, if there's a zombie apocalypse, there's got to be people...
When,
like,
Pete?
When? When there is. I feel like there's people going to be like, fuck this, why would I just wait to fight? I'm just going to end it on my own terms.
Sure, it just wasn't done very well.
Yeah, I feel like when they did it, when they were broken into that scientist's lab and they dealt with it.
I think Angela is too much of a suicide pusher. Like, she's just all about
Andrea?
The easy.
Andrea.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's right.
I just, geek fail.
I thought you were talking about another character.
Andrea, she's just too much about the easy way out. Not to say that it's just
well,
like...
I just think it's like... She's like, well, I thought about suicide for a second, so I get suicide.
Yeah.
So like, oh, I'm gonna watch this girl, no problem. There's a door. Later, and then she comes running in. Like, where was she? First off,
exactly.
She's like, did she kill herself? What? I just left her with a knife.
Yeah, and she's gonna. She's saying like, you know, she has to make the choice to live by herself. But the only reason Andrea is still alive is because somebody freaking saved her. You know, somebody like convinced her to not do it, which is what these people are trying to do. And then she's like, no, don't do it that way. You're doing it wrong.
I think that's why she left her so quick.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm going to leave you, and then someone else is going to save you.
But I think the writing of the episode proved that Andrea was right. So I don't know.
Sure. I also appreciated the fact that at least Andrea was calling Lori out on her shit from the last couple of weeks.
Right?
Lori, you know, for those of you who have been watching it, Lori has basically been the most inconsistent character in the history of television, I think, where one week she says, maybe we should kill our son. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right. Kate on Lost beats her.
This is the smartest audience member ever.
Yeah,
well, she's right.
Kate on Lost?
Yeah.
No, she just...
Choose one of those men.
Oh, that's what's inconsistent about.
Yeah. She was all over the place.
Freckles? Freckles is not inconsistent. Excuse me.
Anyways, Lori.
Yeah, the thing about Lori, she crashed that car last episode.
Well, no, even before that, she's like, how dare you leave the farm? And then she's like, as soon as they were gone, she's like, I'm going to leave.
I'm going to leave the farm, guys.
I'm just going to go driving 100 miles an hour after them. I'll find them, probably. Oh, the first thing in the way?
I know. Leave it to Lori to hit, like, the only zombie for 100 miles.
Yeah, no. And, like, maybe it was because of the shot, the way we had to see it, but she saw that thing coming. We saw it coming.
Yeah.
In the show.
Well, she was looking at a map because there's one road between their farm and town. And she's like, which way do I go?
And let me say, like, take a minute and pull over. Look at the map. Then drive on. I would pull over and just be like, any zombies up there? Nope. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
On my way.
Now, the other big thing that happened with The Walking Dead this week that we could probably talk about, this was kind of big news. Season 3, they have actually cast David Morrissey, who's a British actor, as the governor.
Yeah.
In Season 3. For those of you who don't know, the governor is kind of the biggest villain in the history of the comic series.
Spoiler. Jesus.
Not really. But what do you guys think about this? Do you think this is good casting? You're looking forward to the governor in series.
I would have preferred somebody. I would prefer somebody more greasy, you know, looks like
he's too good looking to be.
Yeah, a little bit. But it's such a good show. You know, I'm waiting for them to prove me wrong. Yeah.
It's my guess. I feel like they're going to go in a different direction with him. They're going to go for he more is actually a governor. He's a politician. He is dressed in the suit. He's using the appearance of society and keeping things together, but holding his death games and making out with underage zombies and things like that.
All right.
Yeah, cool. That part was of the comic gets weird.
I mean, making out's a strong way of saying that.
They were in love.
It was his daughter, he said. One last thing about the Sunday's episode. The last two episodes have been pretty light on old Dale, which has been sort of nice.
Yeah.
And then it cut to the next. It was like, coming up on Walking Dead or whatever. And then it just cut to Dale. He's like, what? At one point, it was like, oh, God, that crazy character's finally going back. Having two episodes away from him when he's like, what are we doing?
It's just, and his hat comes off.
I know. He's animated in the rest of the season. He's just totally animated. He's like the mask of the Walking Dead world.
His problem isn't even zombies. It's actually anvils and pianos falling out of the air. That's what's out to get him.
I know.
All right, let's move on. Next thing to talk about, a new Avengers trailer is finally going to hit tomorrow, a full-length trailer rather than just the Super Bowl thing.
Yep.
What are you looking forward to? What do you want to see in the new Avengers trailer?
I want to
see like 95 minutes of movie. Is it going to be in there?
Yeah, I think they'll do that.
It's a really long.
No, it's 94 minutes, and it's like for the last minute, you got to come to the theater.
Boom.
I want to see a Dark Knight trailer for it.
I don't know. I'm not. I feel like everyone's so crazy about trailers. I don't get on the trailer train of being like, "What's the next one going to be like?" Because I bet it's going to be like the first one. Bet it's going to be a lot of standing around and like, "What's up? What's over there?"
I just want to mention trailers are a thing you can get on also. So you could have just said the trailer.
But then I would have to say the trailer.
That's right. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. Trailer train.
Yeah. I want to see a little bit of plot. That's what I want.
That's what I'm saying. Like
an Avengers movie?
Well, how many trailers are like super plot heavy?
Well, but at least some sort of indication what's going to happen other than Nick Fury being like, you guys are heroes, and them standing in a circle.
Here's the thing. Maybe that's the whole movie.
Yeah.
Could be. I mean, I'm still going to see it.
They got the full cut, and they were like, is this just a big, long conversation?
I'll agree with that, though, because, like, you look at the Dark Knight Rises trailer. I mean, it's the same just kind of action, but you can just kind of, well, I mean, I guess every Batman movie so far has been the same, like, plot, just dude comes in, messes stuff up, and Batman stops him. But,
well, that's,
I mean, but,
that's,
like, regardless, that's, like, that's the whole premise. Thing, like, with, like, you can see, you can see
sort of
Bane, like, you really have the sense that Bane is just, like, he's here, not just to mess stuff up, but he has, like, a specific agenda that is just all about Batman, not so much just about, like, chaos, but
did
just,
you see the first 6 minutes in front of,
it was amazing, Mission
Impossible
4? Yeah.
There was no indication of anything in that. It was, like, anti-plot. My brain is infected. I don't know what plots are.
Well, but you know, you just kind of put the pieces together.
What is the pieces that you put together?
If you read comic books, you would know.
Like, there's a dude in there like, oh, start the transfusion. And they open a bag and there's a man in there and they start taking blood from another guy and put in a bag and they're like, later, and the plane disappears.
That's what the movie is about. Yeah. Bane's plan is to switch everybody's blood in Gotham.
Yeah. And then make all the planes.
Yeah. And Batman's like, I can't do anything about this.
Batman's like, wait, what?
That's
wait, what? Hold on.
Guys,
I'm a detective.
That's why
I'm a little lost here.
I figured it out. That's why it's called The Dark Knight Rises, because he's like, I have to be the plane that Gotham needs.
Waka waka.
Nice. Wow. The Dark Knight raises his hand to ask some questions about what the fuck's going on.
But going back to the Avengers show, I really want to see more Skrulls. If
it is,
yeah.
In fact, Skrulls.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if it's not about Skrulls, I don't want to see Skrulls.
Yeah. I mean, but just whatever those weird alien, I mean, what else could they be?
I don't know. Somebody was saying, I'm never going to pronounce this right, but there's Muspelheim. I guess it's
Muspelheim?
Sounds
Muspelheim.
Really threatening.
Yeah, well, that's
a very Nordic word.
Demon dimension that Shooter comes from.
Muspelheim, I think, like, is a town in Alaska.
There you go. Yeah, I want to say
Muspelheim.
More people from Alaska.
Oh, yeah. Hey, or if it's not about them, then no Alaskans. Let's just say that.
Whichever. Either way would be fine.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. Next thing.
So anyway, I think we're all really excited about the event. Clearly stoked. Major stoked.
I am.
Yep. Pete's got a lot to say about it.
Great. Last thing to talk about. It was announced this week that there is going to be another Dracula movie in development, which brings it up. There's going to be 4 Dracula movies that are currently in development that are hopefully to come into theaters, which makes Dracula, of course, the new Snow White, which is very exciting. So I was thinking...
I'm so excited.
Maybe we can come up with what's going to be the next big trend. What are we going to see 15 to 16 movies made of in the next year or so? What do you guys think?
Well, let's see. I'm hoping for mummies.
You think mummies?
I'm hoping for dragons.
Dragons?
Yeah.
Aquaman.
Dragon.
Aquaman. Aquaman.
Or just mermen in general.
Yeah. Mermen?
Yeah.
Yeah, not as
Ethel
scary.
Mermen.
Well, Battleship's coming out. That's where the
board games
are mermen. Well, I'll tell you what. Board games are definitely in development. Every board game has been on. And this is not a joke. What's that? No, I know. But Clue was potentially being re-optioned.
I just had this conversation
with a bunch of people who work in Hollywood, where, like, all these board games, because
that, I just want to interrupt, sounds like the fakest thing anybody's ever said.
I talked
to some people who worked in food the other day.
No. Well, Hollywood is a place. Candyland is a place, yeah. And is currently in development.
It's delicious.
Because Hasbro started making movies. They're making Battleship, or they already made Battleship. So there was all these movies Dude. From these board games started.
I really want to see Cross Fire the movie.
See, that makes sense.
Shoots and ladders, bitches. It's gonna be sick. Shoots and ladders.
Who's the hero of them?
Shoots. Ladders is the bad guy.
And that's it for the Week of Geek. All right, guys. It's now time for trivia, so we're going to turn it over to Pete LaPorte.
All right.
Pete LaPorte.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is where we give back to you, the lovely audience. Thank you so much for showing up. We really appreciate it. It's an opportunity to win $25 in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's numerous locations in New York City, just so we're on the same page. So who would like a chance to win $25 free? Simply raise your... Yes! First hand up, girl. Come on down.
Yeah, the lost fan.
The lost fan.
The last.
All right.
Someone's still shouting out lost characters.
I just want to say...
deep into the fantasy.
I just want to say Kate is the most beautiful woman who's ever lived.
Shut up! God!
Why do you hate her so much?
She's the devil!
All right.
She's very charming.
Ugh. What is your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, audience Sarah.
Hey. Woo! Welcome. Interesting, you're wearing a very similar necklace to our guest.
I have no comment.
I've never met this person.
All right.
Okay, cool.
So, Sarah,
you should meet
is...
because you have similar interests.
Sarah, how this is going to work is I'm going to read you three questions, all right? Listen to all three possible answers. Go 3 for 3. Gift card yours, okay? Yeah, today's trivia is the Oscars and how they're constantly snubbing comic book movies. All right.
Very targeted.
Yeah, here we go.
Chip on
Thank
your shoulder.
Thank you, Boothman. Here we go. Question number one. Which comic book movie won the grand jury prize at Sundance but not an Oscar? Is it A, American Splendor, B, Superman, or C, Police Academy 3? So it's either A, American Splendor,
Superman,
which is what you should pick, or it's B, Superman. No, there's no way. Did you choose C, Police Academy 3?
That's also not a comic book, if I remember correctly.
It should have been.
I think I'll go with American Splendor.
Yes! Yeah. Amazing film. Okay.
Good movie.
Which movie should have got an Oscar? Plus, put Scarlett Johansson on the map. Is it A, The Dark Knight, B, Ghost World, or C, Maps, the movie?
What?
So it's either A, Dark Knight, or it's B, Ghost World.
Ghost World.
Ghost World, nice. Oh my God. She knows her movies.
Maps, the movie, also in development.
Yep.
Currently in development.
This is one of the most acclaimed movies of all time. And still no Oscar loving. Is it A, Akira? B, Superman? No hyphen. Or C, Steel Magnolias? So it's either A, Akira, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
So much
B,
acclaim.
B, Superman. Don't pick B. And C, Steve Magnolias, which, you know, I mean, that was a great movie. But
I already got a little acclaim.
That's a toughie. I'm going to go with A.
A is correct.
Yeah.
$25 free. Congratulations.
Yeah. Earned it. Yeah, spiked it.
She's unbelievable.
Spiked it.
You know,
you actually need to use that.
I wonder if part of the reason Akira never won any Oscars is that it was made in Japan.
What's the country of origin got anything to do with it?
Oscars are kind of for American.
They do have a foreign film category.
Yeah, all right. I'm sorry.
I wish you would stop discrediting me.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, foreign film.
Did you guys check out the Steel Magnolias comic, by the way?
Oh, man. It was one
really
of
good. They
so
continued sweet. The story. It was Steel Magnolias season 2.
Yeah. Oh, it's really fun. A lot of fucked up stuff happened after that movie ended.
It was nuts.
Yeah. And it's a crossover with the cold pizza.
You know, that's a Mystic Pizza? What?
Mystic Pizza.
You know what? I'll tell you what, Pete. I'll tell you what. I don't know how I knew what you were talking about. I honestly don't know. I do
it's
not know how.
Because
cold pizza doesn't make any sense. And Mystic Pizza is a very loose connection to Steel Magnolias. You know what? Steel Magnolias is a metaphor for the women in that movie. Think about it.
For those of you
drop the soft lay down.
For those of you listening at home, Justin just died.
I always wanted those to be my last words.
I can't breathe.
We'll put it on your tombstone. And by tombstone, I mean pizza.
Yeah, yo, bro, cold pizza. I've sat next to you for so many years. I'm inside his head.
Guys, as we all know, tomorrow is New Comic Book Day. We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
Scalped.
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 It's great. It's a great
I was going to say it's a great movie.
It's wow. Remember that Ghostbusters quoting really took a lot out of you.
I don't know what happened.
Overstimulated.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Scalped is like a modern Ghostbusters in a very similar way.
No.
No?
Good.
Well, there's a lot of ghosts, right?
No.
No?
No.
Is it like a modern Ghost Rider?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Spirit of Vengeance?
Ghost yeah, it's like a Spirit of Vengeance.
Nicholas here.
Scalped is very cool. Scalped is very good. If you're not reading it, it's coming amazing. Up to the end, so please start at the beginning. But
Justin, what's your pick?
I'm looking forward to Shade number 5. This Shade from DC Comics, based on the it's a continuation of the character from Starman, which is my favorite comic book series of all time. And he is solving a long mystery over 12 issues. It's great.
And his weakness is the sun.
No.
Okay.
Just no to that.
I agree. That's a great book. You definitely should be picking it up.
James Robinson back to form.
Absolutely. I'm really looking forward to, and I'm totally surprised by this, but I'm really looking forward to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles micro series number 3, Donatello, which is a solo issue following on Donatello. He does machines, you guys. And it's written by Brian Lynch, who's written some awesome Angel and Buffy comics as well. And I read the last issue, which was Michelangelo. It was great. One of my favorite issues of the month. I couldn't believe it. I know. I was totally
Who
shocked.
Are you? What the hell happened?
I was actually replaced by you.
Yeah, that's weird.
But it's great. Really, really good stuff. I think it's even better than the main Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series that's happening right now, which Kevin Eastman is writing, and that's pretty good.
Of Eastman and Laird.
Yeah, there you go. So definitely pick that up. David, what are you looking forward to?
I'm stoked about The Walking Dead.
I'm
really interested to see what they're going to do now that they've all found Jesus, and they've accepted him into their lives, and will hopefully lead them to salvation.
Wow.
Seriously, Jesus.
Wow.
That just got crazy.
I know, different. Really turned a corner, David, over the course of...
That's actually what's happening.
That is what's happening. I'm not making that up.
Yeah, there's a guy named Jesus who came to visit our survivors that we've been following, and he says, listen, you guys, there's actually a larger world out there where there's all these other communities. Do you really honestly believe you're the only survivors? And they've tortured him and essentially, you know, one would say crucified him a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, just ever so slightly. In this issue, we're finding out whether he's...
We're in the form of psychological warfare.
You can't
small
slightly
child.
Crucify someone. Sort of, you're either in or you're
you
out.
You use one nail.
I don't know if that counts.
No? All right, a couple of things. David, actually, anything you want to plug? Websites people should check out?
I have a million websites, but the ones I really want you guys to check out, you can see my blog. It's dave-fernandez.blogspot.com. You can see a lot of my work there. You can also see a lot of my work on DeviantArt. My name is so emo. It's Turin. Turin-the-forsaken. I made it up when I was 17. I was really emo. I'm sorry. But it's Turin-the-forsaken.
So you were really emo and you became a comic book artist?
That's,
cool.
You know.
Nailed it. Yeah.
But it's that.deviantart. You can see my work there. You can contact me. My email's there. You can commission me. I look forward to it.
It's really, I love that the Superman
thank you.
Print you have. It's awesome. I used it as the picture in this
I know,
the
I was
event
very flattered.
For the Facebook event.
Cool.
I uploaded it. Later. Wow. Cold pizza, bro. Cold pizza.
You really mastered that internet there, huh?
That's great. A couple of things before we go. Speaking of the internet, you can check us out at comicbookclublive.com.
Website.
Where we have, yes, that's a website. Where we have podcasts, forums, and information about the show. Also, you can check us out on Nerdist.com, where we broadcast as well. Also, we should mention that starting March 27th.
Oh, that's almost 1 month.
Almost 1 month. We are moving. Moving the show for the first time in 5 years. We're moving over to Pianos downtown.
Pianos.
Yeah. Which Piano. Is this awesome rock club with great bars in it. Awesome, delicious food. You had a $5 burger there, right?
They have a $5 burger during a happy hour, which is when our show will be. So you can get a $5 burger with a salad with like an olive dressing.
It's really delightful.
Good. But also, I was talking to some people in food the other day, and they
also will be doing a show. The first show, at least, is going to be free, so you guys should check it out. 7:30 on March 27th, and we're going to be filming it with Broadway Video, and it's going to go online on the Nerdist Network. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Super excited, Nerdist has their own YouTube channel, and we're one of the shows on it.
Yeah, there you go. So, Pete, anything else you want to tell people?
No, just friend us on Facebook so you get to hear about all the amazing guests we have on the show.
And see pictures we've uploaded as well.
Yeah, speaking of which, next week, next Tuesday on the show, we're going to have comedian Aaron Haber, so that should be a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of people we want to thank before we go. We want to thank David for being on the show.
Yeah!
Band. But most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're here every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. at the People's Improv Theater in New York City. Please tell your friends good night.
Good night, everybody.